AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former special counsel Jack Smith is telling the House Judiciary Committee he had cases ready to go to trial against Donald Trump.
Rather than accept his defeat in the 2020 election, President Trump engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the results and prevent the lawful transfer of power. After leaving office in January of 21, President Trump illegally kept classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago social club and repeatedly tried to obstruct justice to conceal his continued retention of those documents.
Smith has testified politics had nothing to do with his 2024 investigations of the now president. California Republican Daryl Issa disagrees.
Maybe they're not your political enemies, but they sure as hell were Joe Biden's political enemies, weren't they? They were Harris's political enemies. They were the enemies of the president, and you were their arm, weren't you?
No.
No.
The hearing unfolded against the backdrop of an ongoing Trump administration retribution campaign targeting the investigators who scrutinized the president. President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who told the World Economic Forum in Davos he's disappointed by Europe's response to demands for help.
Some European leaders are from Europe, but not always for Europe. And Europe still feels more like a geography, history, a tradition, not a real political force, not a great power.
Zelensky referred to the movie Groundhog Day, in which the main character must relive the same day over and over again. Denmark's prime minister is insisting her country can't negotiate on its sovereignty, and Greenland's leader says it is a red line after President Trump said he agreed to a framework for a future deal on Arctic security with the head of NATO. Ryan Coogler's Sinners leads the way with 16 Academy Award nominations. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder reports Mr. Potato Head has lost his appeal in Rhode Island.
Since 2002, Rhode Island drivers have been able to drive around with Mr. Potato Head license plates. Mr. Potato Head maker Hasbro has had its headquarters in the state, and 2002 was the 50th anniversary of the character. But Hasbro has decided to move its headquarters to Boston, and two Rhode Island lawmakers say Mr. Potato Head is no longer worthy to be on a state license plate. Republican Representative Brian Newberry says Hasbro's relocating to Boston will cause untold economic harm to Rhode Island, including a loss of tax revenue. Newberry has introduced legislation to stop the state's Division of Motor Vehicles from providing Mr. Potato Head as a specialty license plate. The plate has cost drivers $40, with half that amount going to the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.